Blog Talk Radio.
Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. The carriage held but just ourselves and immortality. We slowly drove, he knew no haste, and I had put away my labor and my leisure, too, for his civility. We passed the school where children strove at recess in the ring. We passed the fields of gazing grain, we passed the setting sun. Or rather, he passed us. The dews grew quivering and chill, for only gossamer my gown, my tippet only till. We paused before a house that seemed a swelling of the ground. The roof was scarcely visible, the cornice but a mound. Since then, 'tis centuries, and yet each feels shorter than the day. I first surmised the horses' heads were toward eternity. Emily Dickinson. I ain't dead yet. Here I come, motherfuckers. Brain is wider than the sky, for put them side by side. The one the other will contain with ease, and you beside. The brain is deeper than the sea, for hold them blue to blue. The one the other will absorb bunges, buckets do. The brain is just the weight of God, for heft them pound for pound, and they will differ, if they do, as syllable from hadn't found. When bells stop ringing, church begins, the positive of bells. When cogs stop, that circumference, the ultimate of wheels. I cannot live with you. It would be life. And life is over there, behind the shelf. The sexton keeps the key to putting up our life, his porcelain, like a cup, discarded of the housewife, quaint or broke. A newer severs, pleases, old ones crack. I could not die with you, for one must wait to shut the other's gaze down. You could not. And I, could I stand by and see you freeze without my right of frost, death's privilege? Nor could I rise with you because your face would put out Jesus's, that new grace, glow plain and foreign on my homesick eye, except that you, then he, shone closer by. They judge us how, for you, served heaven, you know, or sought to. I could not, because you saturated sight, and I had no more eyes, for sordid excellence as paradise, and you, and were you lost, I would be, though my name rang loudest on the heavenly frame, and were you saved, and I condemned to be, were you or not, that self were hell to me. So we must meet apart, you there, I here, with just the door ajar that oceans are and prayer, and that white sustenance, despair. Whew, that was a mouthful. Well, thank you, everyone. That's Apanish. Y'all rock. I love you all. You're awesome. Thank you so much, really. Came a drop gently to whispering, "I love you, before long I die. I have traveled a long way merely to look on you, to touch you, for I could not die till I once looked on you, for I feared I might afterward lose you. Now we have met, we have looked, we are safe. Return in peace to the ocean, my love. I too am part of that ocean, my love. We are not so much separated. Behold the great rondeur, the cohesion of all, how perfect. But as for me, for you, the irresistible sea is to separate us, as for an hour carrying us diverse, yet cannot carry us diverse forever. Be not impatient, a little space. Know you, I salute the air, the ocean, and the land, every day at sundown for you, dear sake, my love." Walt Whitman. Ages and ages returning at intervals. Ages and ages returning at intervals, undestroyed, wandering, immortal, lusty, phallic, with the potent original loins, perfectly sweet. I, chanter of Adamic songs, through the new garden, the west, the great city's calling, deliriate, thus prelude what is generated, offering these, offering myself, bathing myself, bathing my songs in sex, offspring of my loins. Fucking freak. Walt Whitman.
Which way you go for? Which way you love? Which way you choose from? From the stars above. Which way you go, sir? Which way you go? Which way you take for your one and all? Tell me now, which way you love best? Which do you dance for? Which makes you shine? Which way you choose now? If you won't choose mine. Which way you hope for? Which can it be? Which way you take now? If you won't take me, tell me now, which way you love best?
How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight for the ends of being and ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with the passion put to use in my old griefs and with my childhood faith. I love thee with a love I seem to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life. And, if God choose, I shall love thee better after death. Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Color Radiant.